Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Have you ever hallucinated? Have you ever had an experience where you thought you saw something, but it really wasn't there? Or at least that's what you believe. Picture for a moment being in that situation, having multiple events in one day occur that you know are not hallucinations. And they're all different things. It's not just seeing something. It's hearing something. It's even feeling something. All throughout the day. And at the end of the day, after going through all these experiences, you're just sitting there and still left with questions. No real answers as to why you just had all of this happen to you. It sometimes happens to people. It certainly happens to the writer of our next story. Take a listen. This happened to me back in 8th grade. I'm about to graduate now. One might classify this as sleep paralysis or dream, hallucination or whatever, but it certainly was much more. I was lying on the couch in my family room one day. It was a calm day. No storms, no rain, just sunny weather. And my TV was on. The volume wasn't too high. I was sort of trying to fall asleep at the time. But anyway, I found myself unable to move suddenly. I knew I'd briefly fallen asleep. I tried to get up, but not only did I feel bound to the couch, but I also felt a weird sensation that something was watching me. I know it sounds weird to say, it didn't feel like a hallucination, but it didn't. I truly had that odd feeling of another presence nearby, and I was the only one at home. As I laid there, it didn't take long before I heard weird coughing in the living room. I was in the family room. I could move my eyes and open them somewhat widely. As far as sleep paralysis goes, I started to notice a shadow making its way along the linoleum floor, creeping its way to the beginning of the carpet of the family room. The light over the dining table was on, as was the kitchen light, where the shadow was cast away from. Before anything else could happen, I was fully awoken as the phone rang. I shot up off the couch, rubbed my eyes, and ran to the phone, not thinking about what had just happened. As soon as I got to the phone, I noticed something odd about the caller ID. It displayed an odd number. I knew it couldn't be a phone number, but I picked it up and put the receiver to my ear. "Hello?" I muttered. I heard a weird static, like the kind you hear when the person on the other end isn't saying anything, and it's just static, buzzing. "Hello?" I called again. This time, I heard a voice breathe in, about to speak. "Your day will get weird," I heard in a raspy, Scooby-Doo villain-type voice say. Then a weird clicking sound, almost like they'd hung up. I heard 2 more clicks, and as I was about to hang up, "Now, it becomes weirder." I was too puzzled to speak, so I listened for a moment longer. I heard more rustling, like the caller was messing with the phone cord or something. Then more quickly than the previous line, he, she, it said, "Nah, it gets entirely bizarre." And then more rustling. And then another voice joins in it, and they both sort of groan. And then one, the more normal one, said, "That's about how he said it in the movie, right?" Then, "Quite so." Then almost immediately, the only sound was a dial tone. I slowly set down the phone and looked around a little bit. Just a dream, right? Well, I wasn't sure. You know, when you're awake and when you're dreaming, in a dream you can't fully comprehend the world around you. Strange and unexplainable things happen. In real life, when you're awake, you just know it. I was not dreaming. Then I checked the caller ID and gasped. That call hadn't been recorded in the caller history thing either. I heard yet another weird sound upstairs. It was that same coughing I heard previously. It sounded sick, as though whoever it was about to vomit. I gained a little bit of courage and made my way to the stairs in the big living room. My mom was at work and my dad lived in Denver. We lived in Castle Rock. Obviously, though, I was not alone. I felt like forever before I got to the top of the stairs and looked around for whatever it could have been that made the coughing sounds I'd heard. It would have made sense to guess that someone was playing a prank on me, but I had no friends back then or enemies, so this baffled me. I detected no sign of intrusion anywhere in the house. All the doors and windows were locked. No broken glass was anywhere, and the basement door was always closed and locked. I briefly looked in my mom's room, and after I concluded it was empty, I crossed a small hallway into the laundry room. It was barely big enough for one person and quite dark. No way anyone was in there. The only option left was to search my room and the guest room, which sat on either side of the laundry room and were both connected by a long bathroom. I heard 2 feet shifting somewhere. I thought against going into the guest room, as in my childhood I'd always felt an odd presence in that room. That's another story, though. Then I wondered if the same presence had materialized as a ghost. I immediately scolded myself for such an outlandish thought, but then it almost seemed like something, some voice or force, was answering my thoughts. I crept into the guest room, searched around. I didn't feel as strong of a presence now as I always had, but it was there. The room was as it had always been. The made bed, not used for over 6 years, dusty bookshelf littered with remnants of the good old days, and a small blue shelf with a lamp. Then I looked at the bathroom door. Now, until then, I'd always thought I'd heard strange sounds coming from the guest room in the bathroom anytime I'd be near it. However, my mom never said anything about it. We never know if she had heard these things or not, but I know I did. The guest room had once been my sister's when she lived with us. After she moved out, I always sensed that weird presence in there. As I crept for the bathroom door, I got a weird chill that ran through my body. Not one of excitement, but of sudden and unexplainable fear. I drew nearer and nearer until my teeth were almost chattering. I'd never felt like this before. Was the house like 50? That day, it was in summer. I'd been uncomfortably warm all day, all week. I slammed my eyes shut, swallowed, opened my eyes again, and investigated the bathroom to find nothing unusual. The light shone in from the small rectangular window. The bathtub shined. The sink on the other end of the room was calm. Sometimes it dripped for no reason. And overall, the weird sensation seemed to go away. What was it all about? Wait for a second. Something was odd. First, I went to the mirror to make sure nothing was weird about me. Nope, nothing weird at all. Just stared at my reflection for a moment. Then turned as a weird sound emanated from the tub. The sound of a small piece of something hitting the tub floor caught my attention. Then two more. Then the sound of a bigger piece clattered to the floor. Then three more mid-sized ones. I turned and peered around the side of the half wall that separated the two sides of the room. And what the hell? The tile wall was crumbling away. A big chunk of the wall was gone, right towards the corner. Soon a piece fell away, revealing a small hole. Then more around it fell off, increasing the size of the hole. I stepped back, prepared to defend myself, but a few minutes passed and the crumbling ceased. When all seemed calm enough, I slowly took a step towards the tub. I stepped into the tub and kept my gaze on the hole, afraid to look away in case it was a hallucination and it would disappear. I blinked. Still there. I reached up to touch the edges, and it was not my eyes playing tricks on me. I peered inside the pitch-black hole, and suddenly I watched as pale white arms swept across the hole from the other side. It was like someone was standing on the left side of the hole against the wall and had scratched their cheek or something, and that was their arm lowering back to their side. That's really the best way to put it. Afraid to look inside any closer, I backed up. I heard the person breathe out. And instead of running, I angrily said, "What do you want?" But nobody answered. In fact, that weird feeling that I was feeling accompanied by a presence suddenly lifted. I moved up to the hole, prepared to sink my head in and look around, but pain shot through my head as it hit a solid wall. I shut my eyes in pain, rubbed the spot, then looked up and the hole was gone.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.